Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
State of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay. Trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games. With safety measures in place, including plexiglass to allow for physical distancing, sterilization of chips and gaming area. Plus, our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24/7. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. Your safety matters to us. WindRiver.com.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Remember us? The Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the
the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palos Cedro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backbone and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally-owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio recorded back on Monday.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Good morning. It's Monday, the 23rd of November, 7:35 in the morning, and it's, gosh, what is it out there? 39? Could that be
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And I just had my, moment, there right before the break. So I'm okay now for the rest of the week. And let's go to the phones.
Nikki, you are you a first time caller?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so
now you're supposed to say, Nick. You're supposed to say first time, long time listener, first time caller.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Okay. Is that true?
Yeah, my mom's always listened.
Okay. So who is William Henry Pratt?
Boris Karloff.
And you know this because
he was in The Grinch Stole Christmas, and he was in Frankenstein.
Oh, okay, so are you a fan? Did you?
Oh, yeah.
So you kind of knew. Did you go look at his biography, or did you just look it up as soon as the question, which is okay, too, but.
No, I actually really am into all the Frankensteins and the old movies. My grandma and my mom didn't ever have cable as a kid, so I just had to watch old movies my whole life.
That is so cool. Okay, so he was 5'11". The TV shows he did were Thriller, The Veil, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and more. Of course, we know his movies. He was obviously primarily known for his roles in horror films. Brad of Frankenstein, Son of Frankenstein, you know.
He played the Mummy. He was in the Mummy movies.
His name is William Henry Pratt, and he was born November 23rd, 1887, in Camberwell, London. There you go. So guess what you get? So it's $30 in total for Black Bear Diner Bucks, and you get to get two tickets for the Turtle Bay Museum where you can go see the Garden of Lights, which is incredible.
Oh, that's amazing. My daughter will love it. She's going to be 3 next week. So
you know what?
So perfect.
We saw, is she walking? She's walking, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
We saw little kids, little 3-year-olds dancing out there.
Yeah.
You know, because of there's music, and then the trees are all lit up, and then they start flashing, to the music, within the beat of the music. And little kids just loving it.
They also had a lot of, like a stroller, so she's in and out of a stroller. I mean,
there's plenty of room, and people are spread out.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a great time. Oh, gosh, for a 3-year-old, just imagine.
Yeah.
So, mask up, come to 1326 Market Street. We're right next to Kobe's, right in that stretch of Market Street. And we will have those in an envelope with your name on them.
Okay, thank you so much, guys.
All right, Nikki.
Thanks for listening, Nikki.
All right, bye.
Bye. That just made my day.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm all happy again. I am all happy again.
You got to push the envelope. You got to, get out of your comfort zone. I know people sometimes, you've got some politics. You've got some things you want to talk about. People like to listen for your fire.
Well, what I'd like to discuss, I wasn't here Friday because I took a day off. When's the last time I've done that? I mean, just during the week.
Well, you came in the day, but you just slept in.
That's true, I did.
You needed to replenish your body. We've had a lot of behind-the-scenes stressful things going on, too. So, anyway, every now and then you do need to rest, especially when this time change happens.
Well, I expected to be up, around 7, get some things done. And when you came back from work, because you rolled through there probably, what, 9?
11.
No, it was earlier than that.
Well, you were sleeping. So
I was
dead.
Yeah. I was dead. And the dog was dead. The dog and I are dead. So laying there. And so she comes in and she goes, and I went, I'm up.
Do not resuscitate.
Yeah. I wasn't up. Okay. Hey, but what I would have said was this curfew. Mm. Can you believe this from a man who has the audacity that this is just another bad decision, Gov, that you've been making over since this COVID started, from just with an arbitrarily, I'm shutting down everything today without letting, you know, with all the restaurants and everything, lost thousands, probably, you know, statewide, millions of dollars worth of food because you gave no warning. Your continued hypocrisy that you show, like, you know, other places were shut down, your winery was open. And then, of course, what can I say? This one made national news, and it should have. Governor Newsom goes to the French Laundry. Yeah, $350 a plate dinner. Now, who paid for that? Well, sure wasn't him. I wonder if it was the lobbyists. But something else that made it even more embarrassing, two high-ranking officials of the California Medical Association were there, too. I mean, come on. If you wrote this for a skit on Laugh-In or Saturday Night Live, you know, they go, whoa, that's just, boy, they really went out too far then. No, this is what they did. And then he goes, well, I'm sorry I did it. You know, as I look back, I probably should have just left. You know that man's lying. You just know it. When you look at his, well, first of all, you can't tell if his lips are moving anymore because he wears a mask. But you can tell by the things that come out. Oh, I wouldn't have, I should have just turned around and driven away. No. But then, okay. But then he lays a curfew on us after that. A curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. Is it 5 a.m.? Who cares? It doesn't make any difference. Nobody's doing it. The only people out, you know, people that work and are honest, you know, hardworking citizens that are asleep, the only ones are going to be out at, during that time frame are thugs, you know, meth abusers, druggies. Anyway, but him doing that caused a unity in our state. Every sheriff in Los Angeles County, except the city of Los Angeles, in Orange County, I'm sorry, every sheriff in Orange County said, well, I'm not going to enforce that. Our law enforcement officers, showing their usual good common sense, Chief Bill Shuler and Sheriff Eric McGreen said, we're not going to enforce that. We are already chasing around a bunch of bad guys. And do you really think we're going to stop a car because it's out at 10 o'clock and we're going to ask them, so do you have business out here tonight? Do you have – I'm sorry, but are you breaking curfew? And, oh, you are. So you're not an essential business. Oh, you're just coming home from – you're just coming home from a walk – you know, from whatever. It makes no difference what you're coming home from. I'm sorry, we're going to have to cite you or maybe arrest you. I mean, how stupid is this? And yet there are people here in Redding that say, oh, look at them. They refuse to obey the law. It's not a law. It's never been a law. It was an executive order, a rule. There's no law. There's no law passed by your legislature that says that 10 o'clock at night you are on curfew till 6 in the morning or 5 in the morning. There's no law. This is Gavin Newsom trying to take control after he shot himself in both feet by saying, you can't go there. And then he did it. He did it. Not even masked. That shows you how serious it is, right? Is that right, Gov? Well, I know it is serious. I think COVID is serious. I've got friends in the hospital. I know people. I don't know people that have died from COVID, but I know people who have friends that have died from COVID. However, but I do know it's serious. But to have Governor Newsom then throw out a curfew, which just nobody's going to enforce. You know what? Here's the other thing. Linda and I went to a small gathering where we distanced ourselves. And we got home at 9:58. I just want you to know it. It wasn't planned. In fact, if I had known it was 9:58, I'd have driven around the block a few times, gone downtown, waved at the police, and come back. If I had known it was that close, when I walked in the house, I went, it's 9:58. And Linda says, yeah, I said, you know, we said we're going to be home early. And I went, it's 9:58. We should be out there on the streets protesting. As I understand, there was a protest Saturday night. People, they gathered together at 10 o'clock. So, Governor Newsom, why don't you find something that really makes sense when next time you make these stupendous announcements?
All right. We're going to take a break. And this portion of the show is talking about somebody with common sense and it works. It's Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, locally-owned, local board of directors, they want to help you. They want your dreams to move forward. They are here to assist you during this COVID crisis. They're here to assist you in any way they can. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one right downtown. I can almost see it from here, 1845 California Street, and, of course, in the old Raley Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 39 degrees out there, 7:45 in the morning here on the 23rd of November.
Line is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio recorded back on Monday.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You know, today is the 23rd of November, of course, 7:50 in the morning, and Carl and Linda Bott are here. And we're playing these because today at 2 o'clock up at IGO, there's going to be a funeral for PFC Thomas F. Johnson. Thomas F. Johnson was killed in Ottawa in 1943, and he was an MIA. They just recently found his remains.
Wow.
A house had been built over a mass grave of 33 Jeez. Marines and sailors. When you take a picture of him, he's all of like 5'9". He looks like he's
12.
15. Okay, 12. No, he looks like, he looks like he's 15. And he fought on Tarawa, was killed on the 23rd of Tarawa. His brother was killed the day before on Tarawa, another Marine. And they still haven't found his remains yet. So this kind of brings closure to the family. It's a big thing. And Rob Burrows is going to talk about it. Right. He's got a whole lot of information that's happening here. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And may I mention, fellows, that they have a great selection of jewelry. And can I remind you that, yes, Christmas is still coming. The Gavin Newsom has not canceled that. Yes, he's tried to cancel Thanksgiving. It's a great place to go down there, talk to Rebecca or Henry, and find that special, special piece of jewelry for your loved one. Let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
This is Coach Bob. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Bob.
I know where you guys live, and I'm going to park outside your house at 10 o'clock. And, Nana, you guys even pop out of that front door. I am calling the authorities, and that's the way it's going to be.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you what, we'll take that. We'll take that challenge, and we'll go up, and we'll walk around the block at 10 o'clock, 10:05. I want you to call the police.
I'm going to film you.
Film me, and then we'll be holding. We'll come running over there and show you on our watches that it's 10 o'clock, it's 10:05, and we are out of the house.
I can set my watch any time I want to, buddy.
We have that, too. Right.
Well, happy holidays, Bob.
Thank you very much, Linda. Just a quick thing. One thing the governor did, besides being a complete idiot to go against his very own rules and get caught at it like a fool, he then lied about it and said that, well, we actually ate outside, when the cameras showed that he actually was sitting elbow to elbow, indoors, at a table, at the French Laundry, and there's no place at the French Laundry to really sit outside. But regardless, the man's a fraud. My opinion, he's a fraud. I've signed the petition, I'd like to say, early and often, but I've signed it once.
Well, every time I see the petition come by, I am more than happy to sign it. So we could put one right here. Now, I have some good news about Governor Newsom, though, that you're going to like.
Hey,
are you ready?
I'm bated breath right here.
This is some good news and some bad news.
Oh, well, that's
the good news is that if the election holds and Senator Kamala Harris will then become the vice president, the governor has to appoint somebody in her place. The good news is it could be him, which means he leaves. But we don't know who's coming behind him. That's one of those things that so whoever's lieutenant governor becomes governor. Do you think that he would have? Do you think he would have the testicular fortitude to appoint himself as the senator from the state? Do you think he'd do that?
Well, he does other incredibly foolish things, so why not?
Well, you know what? If he appoints himself, he'll be buying into this white supremacy that there's many people of color out there, women of color, which is, of course, Kamala Harris, to appoint the state's first Latino member of the upper chamber of Congress. But you know what? Newsom, I don't think, really cares. I think if he could become senator, he'd be happy because that would be a launching spot to run for president because he's done such a good job.
That's exactly what he wants. All the more reason to get him out of there so that it's a major pox on his record, and I wouldn't enjoy anything more than that.
Anyway, Willie Brown.
He's removed. He's dust. He's done.
Yeah. The governor's bogged down fighting the surging pandemic and angering voters no matter what he does. He'll be wrestling an unstable boom and bust revenue situation. He may need to butcher some popular programs, and he can't seem to get a grip on homelessness. So why not jump jobs by grabbing a coveted Senate seat? He'd resign and be appointed by his successor, Democrat Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounakis. Anyway, if I were Newsom, that's the first thing I'd do, said Willie Brown.
There you go. Hey, last real fast thing. Thursday, my sweetheart and I are going to go to a sit-down restaurant and have a combination turkey and ham dinner. I won't tell you where, but it's right here, Redding, California. And we're going to enjoy every minute of it, and we're going to be served indoors. We're not going to pay a fortune to sit out in a cold tent or anything else. And I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you be safe out there, okay,
thanks,
buddy?
Bob.
I'm glad to.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Hey,
that was good.
I just came across my screen, and
what do you think about Newsom appointing himself senator?
I don't know.
Willie Brown thinks it's a great idea because he's just, you know what? He's just doing a horrible job now. So just why doesn't he just promote himself up? You know,
I don't know. Times are changing so much, and this is something that I know how I feel, and I am behind the times. I've got lots of friends that. You know, that Twitter they tweet, they have every kind of social media, everything is on your phone. And that was very evident the other day when I was reaching out to, cancel our Thanksgiving plans, and I had texted, can you call me, and boom, I mean, it was that fast. Like, the people with their phones right next to them, and I have a tendency not to do that. I do like kind of the strolling through the paper in the morning. I do like to read a manual of something. Well, according to this article, the new Ford 150 is going to ditch the traditional paper copy manual, and you're going to have to go online. So, like, for instance, check your engine light, Google it. How do you change the clock? Find a YouTube.
I would think that Ford would have, you know, if they were really.
They're trying, this is their way of saving paper.
Well, it is, but I think if I was Ford, I would put on their website, just go to Ford.com and you look up your model. You know, they'd have a whole section of manuals for your model. So you could look up your model instead of having to go through Google and everything else, just go straight to Ford.
Well, you can do a touch screen on the car, but the only physical material about the vehicle that would be provided. For free in the 2021 F-150 and Mach-E will be the booklet on how to perform certain critical activities.
Okay.
Such if it runs out of power. Anyway, it's about the quarter of size manual that will include information on how to jump start the vehicle.
How about if you're just scraping off your battery? Your battery notes, and you leave one of the wires off.
Well, I'm guilty because our car has some kind of Apple connection TV slash, it's a 2017, and you know what? We never connected that. So we'll be driving, and somebody will text me, and I can read their text, but I can't return it, as I shouldn't be returning text. But you should be able to, and I'm wondering if you can, through your, while you're driving, you know, you press the button and you can talk while you're driving, you know, make a phone call. And I wonder if you can hit that and say text, and then it will text back what you just have heard through the automation. So anyway.
I think the best thing we can do is reach out to our friends that have like a 12-year-old and have them come over and show us how yes. to use the, all that stuff on Linda's car. I have a 2006 Ford F-150, and guess what? I don't have that problem. Why? There's nothing on there, except I did find out there's my key has got a little chip in it. If I don't have that chip in it, I can get in. I just can't leave. So anyway, hey, when we come back, Rob Burrows, he's already here. We're going to talk about the funeral today, but there's so many other things that are happening with our veterans during this time frame. A lot of stuff happening. 7:59 in the morning here on the 23rd of November, 39 degrees out there.
expressing gratitude for a multitude of blessings. President Trump joining the rest of the country in celebrating Thanksgiving.
Even in a year as difficult as 2020, the president says we have much to be thankful for.
Every American can be united in thanksgiving to God for the incredible gifts he has bestowed upon us, the blessings of family, community, and this exceptional, beautiful, and great country.
He also offers his eternal gratitude to doctors, nurses, and scientific researchers. And the Commander-in-Chief sends love to all members of the U.S. Armed Forces. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And just in time for Thanksgiving, the President has pardoned former National Security Advisor General Michael Flynn. He'd gotten caught up in the Russia investigation.
Flynn is the second Trump associate convicted in the Russia probe to be granted clemency by Trump. In July, Trump commuted the sentence of longtime confidant Roger Stone just days before he was to report to prison.
That's correspondent Mike Rossia. It's a new take on a long-standing holiday tradition, this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Quite different, a made-for-TV event, no spectators on hand, because of the coronavirus pandemic. And today's parade covering just a single block stretch in front of Macy's flagship store in New York City. The Supreme Court says New York Governor Cuomo's COVID lockdown order illegally targeted houses of worship, violating their First Amendment rights. 5-4 vote, Justice Amy Coney Barrett casting the deciding vote. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and two synagogues had challenged Cuomo's order, arguing the restrictions violated constitutional protections guaranteeing the free exercise of religion. Wall Street closed on this Thanksgiving Day. The stock market will reopen tomorrow for an abbreviated post-holiday trading session. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build a bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Australia's military brass initiating disciplinary proceedings against a handful of special forces troops involved in serious misconduct while serving in Afghanistan.
A four-year inquiry found credible information. Australian soldiers had murdered civilians and prisoners in Afghanistan between 2005 and 2016. Reports say that at least 10 serving members of the SAS are to be dismissed for negligence or other serious misconduct. They're suspected to have been accessories or witnesses to alleged atrocities perpetrated by other elite soldiers who could face prosecution. Afghan human rights officials have said Australian special forces were guilty of war crimes.
The BBC's Phil Mercer. Ethiopia's prime minister says the army has been ordered to move on the embattled Tigray regional capital after an ultimatum for surrender ran out. Townhall.com. The coronavirus forcing a delay of national reading and math tests.
The National Center for Education Statistics says the tests are being postponed from next year until 2022. This is due to concerns about whether testing would be feasible or produce valid results during the pandemic. The tests are taken by thousands of fourth and eighth grade students and are used for the nation's report card. But remote learning and health protocols have added complications and costs. Leaders of the National Assessment Governing Board say scheduling the tests for 2022 will provide valuable and valid data about student achievement in the wake of COVID-19. I'm Mike Hempen.
Delta Airlines dropping a threat to furlough more than 1,700 pilots. They ratified a cost-cutting deal. The airline said it was needed to help cope with a downturn caused by the pandemic. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio. The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio recorded back on Monday.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. You only have to listen to this about another 15 days, 20 days, and we won't say that anymore because it'll be 11. And I won't say that again because 10 I'll talk about, 11, okay. Then when we hit 15, we'll have a giant parade out here on Market Street if we're out of COVID by then. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR. 1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Yeah, that's where the COVIDs go.
Currently 43 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a mostly sunny day with little patchy clouds with our highs of 62. An overnight low will be 41. Tomorrow calls for sunny with temperatures around 64 of our highs and overnight lows with a slight chance of showers with our lows of 37. Wednesday mostly sunny with a high of 57. Overnight lows Wednesday night of 36. Thanksgiving Day sunny with a high of 59. Ooh, chilly. And Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 36. As we progress to the Thanksgiving weekend on Friday, sunny with a high of 62. Friday night, low of 34. Saturday, 62 with sunny. And Sunday, sunny with 64. So you're looking at a beautiful Thanksgiving weekend. Great time to take a walk. Again, we'll have the lighting, Garden of Lights that opens at, Turtle Bay on the 27th that will remain there for a month. And, we encourage everyone to go, to get a chance to get outside and go see a beautiful lighting display that's over how many acres? 10,000 acres?
No, it's over 10 acres.
Oh.
10 acres.
10 acres. Well.
If it was 10,000 acres, I just the thought of that is made me pee.
Is daunting.
Hey, by the way, Ashley's at the helm who didn't even delete that. Thank you very much for not dropping me on that one, Ashley.
Oh well.
Okay.
It's a lot of acres. Let's put it that way. Well, it's a lot of time, but it's really a great walking and adventures everywhere.
Linda and I went through it in 57 minutes, but I have a tendency, and I'm sure Rob, when you get there, you'll do the same thing. With all the flashing going on, I spend a lot of time on my face on the ground, and
it's a loud bangs that cause that.
Okay, but there were no loud bangs, and they have dancing trees, which, you know, many of you I'm sure saw back in the 60s or maybe 70s, we know, on those acid trips. But this is a great time, and you could take 2 hours, you could take 3 hours. You can take your kids through there. You can put them in strollers. I mean, people are masked up for the most part if that's something, but you're outside. And nobody's, like, crowding next to each other. So that's a great thing, too. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
Ashley's there at the helm. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Just to let you know. And so somebody, yes?
I was looking up, for the record, the Zog Fire was about 56,000 acres. So 20% of the Zog Fire would have been 10,000 acres as far as what
we've gotten past the 10,000 acres. It's, yeah. I think it's 10 acres out there.
I'm going to look it up. Because it bothers me. I think it is 10 acres, but I think it's more than that. But anyway.
Okay. While you're doing that, let me introduce Rob Burrows here, retired senior chief from the Navy. Anybody that doesn't know Rob Burrows in town just hasn't tried. Rob got back, you got back about 13 years ago, too.
Yeah. 2000, end of 2007.
Yeah. Rob and I were in Fallujah at approximately the same time. I left before he did because I got there before he did. Not to say it's just because, well, I also knew if Rob was there, everything was okay, so I could leave.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
We both ended up here, and, well, you came home, and I ended up here in 2007. And then Rob wasn't enough just to be a successful entrepreneur. You got into the veteran business. And I don't mean the veteran business like, you know, like selling hats. You got into a huge, huge endeavor. You wanted to have a place where people could see the history of the Northern California veterans in the military. And I put that way too simply. So talk to us about you. And what led you to that?
Well, you have to realize that all of our veterans in Northern California are not from Northern California. They are from all over the world, but they end up right here in our community. So it's a national – our veterans in our community are national assets. They just happen to end up here. You know, my dad was a World War II veteran. My grandfather was a World War I veteran. And when I came back from Iraq, you know, we had done 177 combat missions outside the wire. And I just came to a point where I didn't know why we survived. It was a second chance to live because multiple times we had driven up on IEDs. We were out at Pump House Barney and they fired 8 different mortar rounds on us trying to get us on our way in and out of there. There were so many different deals we were up against. Between August of 2006 and Christmas of 2006, we witnessed over 300 IED detonations, enemy actions during that time frame. And so it was just, it was insane. Use the word insane, but it doesn't come close to describing what we were up against at that time.
And let me just say this. You know, we left in February of 2007. And things had started settling down a lot because we had gotten those extra boots on the ground.
25th view.
That's right. We got extra boots on the ground. We've got the Iraqis there, the sheikhs discovered that we were better friends than Al-Qaeda, who was killing them off. So they were on our side. And so things got a lot quieter, but still, when you think about it, 300 IED attacks and other things that were happening, and it was quieter. The definition of quiet, obviously, is it can be used in many ways. When you're out on the roads, and let me tell you, when you're on the roads, you're vulnerable. You're vulnerable.
There's no place to hide. They can see you coming for miles.
They do things. They will put explosives in culverts. They will put explosives in dead dogs. They will put packages on the road. They will put they will have any place that they know you have to make a turn. You can maybe count on mines and other types of IEDs. They found these IEDs that they could launch horizontally.
EFPs.
EFPs. It would go right through the side of the vehicle and everybody in it. So these are things that Rob and his guys were out doing daily. You went on, what, how many missions?
177 missions.
Yeah, so you figure out that's every other day.
Well, yeah, just about every other day. Yeah. We were never one location more than 3 days at a time. I mean, that's how often we were on the road.
So when you came back home, I'm sure you were like many of us, that you drive, if there's an overpass, you'd change lanes because you always change lanes because if you stayed in the same lane, there's a chance that somebody's going to drop something on you. So, you know, it was like, or they'd yell, Three Stooges, and everybody'd be shifting places in the convoy to just get into different places. So we wouldn't be the same, just driving down the road, saying, here we are in the sardine can, open this up.
Yesterday, I drove down I-5, and there was a spare tire laying on the side of the road. And I saw that tire, and I thought to myself, okay, I'm at home, this is the United States, I don't have to be stressed, and I made a left lane change, and I went down the middle of the freeway. And it's like, it's because it's ingrained. That doesn't go away. I've seen those tires blow up. I've seen them blow vehicles off the road. And, you know, it's in your mind, it's like, okay, I know I'm in a safe place, but I'm not taking that for granted. And so my mindset is still, I see a pile of trash on the side of the road. I see a pile of sand or a pile of gravel. We were coming out of Fallujah towards Aramati, and there was a pile of gravel on the right-hand side, and we could see there was something going on with it. We stopped, put on a cordon. We called in EOD. EOD came out, and there was 5.155 rounds daisy-chained in that 20 yards of gravel.
Wow.
If we had gone through there, it would have annihilated my first three vehicles.
Now, see, I didn't know that when we went to the Garden of Lights the other night, and this is very interesting because here we are, you know, Carl's been retired. We've been married coming up 13 years, so Carl's been here 14. One place, he said, I've never been one place in my life like this because, you know, he's been used to traveling all the world like you, Rob. I didn't know that when we went to Garden of Lights. I thought he was uncomfortable. I looked at him and he, you know, are you okay? You know, because I don't think about it. I can't relate. So I think it's interesting that you guys are having this conversation because this is what it is when you come back and you've been in combat, that it is always with you, no matter where you are, you're thinking about, your surroundings. And it didn't dawn on me that flashing lights, I mean, we had this happen when we went to a concert once at the Cascade.
It was Weird Al Yankovic. And we were sitting in the loge in the first row.
I got
row.
The best tickets in the house. My brother came up because he's a Weird Al Yankovic fiend freak, I grew up with that guy.
The first 10 minutes of the show was flashing lights and loud noises. I lasted about 5 minutes, and Linda's looking at me. She goes, why are you sweating?
He was sweating.
And I go, no, I'm okay.
And you left. You got up and left.
I got up and left, went downstairs, got a glass of water, deep breath, walked outside, came back in, and sat down again. I said, I know where I am. This is just Weird Al, and he's making me Weird Carl right now. So.
Well, it comes back to, you know, when you watch the fireworks here over the convention center. And you see all of these flashes.
Yes.
And then a few seconds later, then you hear that boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
That's the way it is in combat. If you're not right on the front line, that's what you're seeing on the horizon as you approach it. Because just because the front line's on fire doesn't mean you don't head towards the front line, because that's where your mission is going to take you.
That's where your job is.
And so you just keep on going right through that front line. And if that means you engage the enemy as you go through there,
We'd all like to sit there and watch the flashes.
And that's the thing is, you go through that today, you go through it tonight, you go back into your hooch, you get 4 hours of sleep, you get your gear ready to go, and in 6 hours, you're on the road doing it again, and there is no option to not go. You know what the threat is, you know what the enemy's going to do, but you have to lead 25 men right back into that same scenario again, because that's the only reason we're there.
So when we get back from this break, let's talk about what it is about people and how they rise to that occasion, if that's considered an occasion. Something inside of them has to rise to that. We're taking a break here at KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is Carl and Linda on our live program this very Monday morning, the 23rd of November, and our guest is Rob Burrows. We'll be right back.
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy Holidays. RedingKia.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games. With safety measures in place, including plexiglass to allow for physical distancing, sterilization of chips and gaming area, plus our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24/7. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. Your safety matters to us. WindRiver.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community.
seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The elders of our community, a vast collection of truly extraordinary men and women that have led commendable lives after working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, they're left at risk and alone. There's a growing number of elders who are at risk and socially isolated with little or no support, often losing their health and independence and becoming vulnerable to many forms of fraud and abuse. But because of the dedication of Shining Care, their future is safe and secure. Shining Care gives compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders as well as their loved ones to maintain their safety and well-being. Through the various free programs of Shining Care, our community's elders are able to become safe and again thrive. For assistance or to support their mission, visit shiningcare.org.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio recorded back on Monday.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 43 degrees out there. It's going to go down to, it's going to be, 39 tonight. So, and a beautiful day tomorrow. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Home Helpers. That's right. Sharon Clark and her people have done some of the best work, if not the best work, and taking care of people in their own homes. That's right, whether it's an operation that keeps you down for a few days or other things that have happened to you, whether it's an hour a day, 2 days a week, or 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you can call in Sharon Clark. She's looking for some amazing caregivers to join her team. They've expanded during this COVID time to be able to help more people. So learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or just give them a call at 530-226-8350. Linda and I are here with Rob Burrows, retired senior chief, and we've been talking about, you know, we get into this, and the question when we left was, when you're going, when you're, I mean, you're literally riding to the sound of guns, and the our young people, and Linda says, well, our young people, they're a different generation. What, and so do they have that same elan, that same discipline, that same esprit that people of our generations and the generations before us that fought? And what's your opinion on that?
I think that it's just like going through Marine Corps boot camp. There's the crucible. It's the cream rises to the top, and the rest fall out along the way. And I think it's the same way in the Navy. Those that want to serve step up, and they serve to the best of their ability. And those that don't, they fall aside, they fall to the wayside. When we were in Iraq, the team that I was on, pile driver, was a convoy team of 25 men. They asked for volunteers for leadership. They asked for volunteers to be on the team. It was the most dangerous job that the battalion had at that time. Out of four people that volunteered, I was one of them. my second tour of duty. And I was chosen to go on there because it was my second tour of duty. There were, out of a team of 25 men, I was the only one that had prior combat duty.
Mm.
And so it was critical in my position as we moved forward and we trained in Mississippi, which is crazy because it's 110% humidity.
Mm-hmm,
and you get to the desert and it's 0% humidity. But we trained almost 18 to 24 hours a day. And those that stepped up to the line, they moved forward, and those that didn't, they fell out. And we were down to 2 weeks before we went into Iraq. We were going to deploy into Iraq. And I told the team, I said, this is the final wire. I said, you have to make a decision. Each one of you has to make a decision. If you choose not to be where we're going, because we're going to be on the front line, we're going to be at the tip of the spear, you're going to be facing the enemy face to face every day. If you do not want to go, tell me right now. There's no shame in it. There's no issues with it. I had three guys step off the team at that point. I said, there's no problem with that. I said, I just need to know that when we get in the thick of it,
mm-hmm.
when we have to depend on every man to cover the backs of every other man, that you're not going to fall out of line
right.
and not do your job. And
not going to have my
don't
back.
Think
right.
that you can do that, right now is the time to step out
right.
with no issues. Because once we're in line, once we're in an enemy situation and you fall out, You're gonna be prosecuted for not stepping up and doing your job. I mean, that's how it is, and you have to do your job in the line of fire. And so we replaced those guys with three other guys who wanted to step up. And I'll tell you what, I couldn't have worked with a better group of men. I mean, the guys that were on the team were firemen, they were marshals, they were police, they were security officers, they were contractors or pilots. These were all professional men who had already been in situations where they had the opportunity to put their lives on the line in their own jobs. So this was just another aspect of that.
Because this was a reserve unit that
right.
was, I mean, but the difference between reserve and regular in Iraq was none. None that I can think of. I mean, it wasn't like, oh, we'll put the reserves back here. No, reserves are on the front lines just like our regular troops were.
The active duty CB battalions, they would only do like somewhere between 35 and 65 semi-trucks in their convoys at a time. When the MARDIV came to me, actually it was MEF, the Marine Expeditionary Force, came to me, they said, we want you to carry more trucks. Is that a problem? I said, no, how many do you want? Well, we have a 98 tonight. Well, we've normally only done about 65. Well, do you think you could handle 98? Well, sure, why not? I mean, what's 30 more semi-trucks in my
life? Yeah, it's just a bigger target.
So by the time we ended, I think the maximum amount of semi-trucks that we had at one given time was 112 semi-trucks, which took us, it was 6 to 8 miles long and took us between 45 minutes and an hour from the first time the vehicle left wire till the last time my last vehicle left the wire. And we traveled 100 to 200 miles at night, all at about 20 miles per hour, so we could see the IEDs before we hit them. I mean, that is a long, drawn, it's like a 20-mile-an-hour train all yep. night long. And every one of those lives was my responsibility.
Well, we can't, it's hard to, you know, for all of our veterans, we need to think that for those who haven't been there, which is the vast majority of our American people, when you think of only like 1% have served, that they have no idea. And then when we hear things that it's condescending, it's, you know, when I first came back, I met somebody that had heard I'd had, you know, so many combat tours. And she said to me at a dinner party, but you seem so normal. And right then I pulled out my K-bar. Yeah, no. And when she said that, I really didn't know how to take that. You know, well, we all are normal. We just have had more experiences that you will have no idea what it's like. You know, I mean, so I just didn't say anything. I just said, oh, thanks. And I thought to myself, that was a weird thing to say. But that's what you get.
When we crossed over the border into Iraq, it was September 10th, and we crossed over at about 2300, which is 11 o'clock at night. And as we were coming up into Iraq and across to Al-Nasiriyah area, we started to take enemy fire. And we took enemy fire. It was at 0106, September 11th, 2006.
Wow.
And immediately at that point, I had to start making decisions. And I thought to myself, it's too late to leave and it's too soon to go home. We're here for the duration. And that's exactly what it was. It was too late to leave. We're not going anywhere. And nope. We're not going to go home for 8 months to a year. And so we better deal with it. And you could see the tracers coming through the front of the convoy, and I was given direction. And it's like, you know, it's hitting the fan right now. We got to move forward, and we got to make it happen, because today's the first day of the rest of our lives, literally. Hmm. And so it brings a whole totally different perspective to your livelihood.
To your livelihood. And that's something you will never be able – something that, unless you've been there, you'll never be able to picture. And when I see people, to me, a lot of things I see people do, it's because COVID's been the first stress in their life. I mean, I'm not talking about jobs or divorces or anything. The first stress that could be, quote, life-threatening.
It's uncontrollable.
And it's And, you know, and so they're being really strange about it. But if you think about it, I think maybe it's kind of, I don't know if it's a fatalistic type of thing that you have, that, hey, I'm going to do what I have to do. Like, I'm wearing my PPE just like I would over in Iraq or Kuwait or Somalia or a lot of these other places. I'll wear my PPE, but I will move forward and I will continue. I can't hide in a bunker. That's not what we do. Anyway, we're going to take a break. Let's come back and let's talk about Thomas Johnson.
Great.
You know what? When I saw the name, because there's a Thomas Johnson in our city of Reading.
Yeah, he's on our board of directors.
He's on the board of directors. He's a veteran, and he and Debbie are such wonderful people. They did the honor flights and all of this for years until there was just nobody left to put into
them. Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, and then my cousin is Thomas Johnson, and he was a career Army officer. So, you know, when I see this name, it kind of brings into that, you know, gosh, you know, I know Thomas Johnson's. So, anyway, we'll take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at
Maxwell Insurance. Judy Maxwell there with her team for all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You might be thinking about that right now as far as the end of the year and how you get all your affairs in order and that kind of thing as you go into the new year. So, helping families and veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993, 223-0441. That is Maxwell Insurance on Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day?
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
The elders of our community, a vast collection of truly extraordinary men and women that have led commendable lives after working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, they're left at risk and alone. There's a growing number of elders who are at risk and socially isolated with little or no support, often losing their health and independence and becoming vulnerable to many forms of fraud and abuse. But because of the dedication of Shining Care, their future is safe and secure. Shining Care gives compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders as well as their loved ones to maintain their safety and well-being. Through the various free programs of Shining Care, our community's elders are able to become safe and again thrive. For assistance or to support their mission, visit shiningcare.org.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio recorded back on Monday.
There's a pain goes on and on.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR.
Empty chairs at empty tables.
Oh, that's from Les Mis.
Now my friends are dead and gone. Here they talked of revolution.
Wasn't it Eddie Raymond singing that? Yes.
Here it was, they lit the flame. Here they sang about tomorrow, and tomorrow never came.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. That raised everybody.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what, that's just cool. Okay. Hello.
She asked me, can I play that? I said, sure. She said, it's from Les Mis, and I thought it was going to be, you know, can you hear the people singing the song of angry men?
Well, anyway, obviously not. You know, but that's what you guys are talking about. And here it is. We're Thanksgiving, and we're thinking about this. It's interesting how in the Jewish tradition they do the Friday night to the sunrise, sunset. You know, there's a name for it. I'm sorry, it slips in my mind right now. And the matriarch does the lighting of the candles, and they pray. And it's a time of introspection. Of, you know, who came before you, where we are, gratitude. Thanksgiving is supposed to be really, I mean, we talk about turkey and all that other stuff, but it really is a time of gratitude, and we're even more so thinking about that now with our friends that we can't see, faraway places, and we're talking about somebody, we're going to go there in a moment, with somebody who served this country, and I'm thinking about during a generation, both of you enlisted.
Volunteered
and enlisted. So you went with your own volition to say, I'm going to do this. I'm serving. This guy, I don't know. Did he enlist or was he?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
So let's talk about Thomas Johnson. He Company B, 1st Battalion, 6th Marines, 2nd Marine Division. So Rob, tell us about Thomas Johnson.
Well, the Battle of Basiu or Tarawa took place November 20th through November 23rd, so it was 4 days. And he was killed November 22nd. As you talked about earlier in the program, that he was sent out to get ammunition because his squad right there was completely empty on ammo, fighting the Japanese bunker to bunker, foxhole to foxhole. And he crawled out. He got the ammunition. He was on his way back. He was mortally wounded, but he made it back into the foxhole where his guys were, so they were able to continue fighting. If he had not made it back, every one of those men in that foxhole would have died because the Japanese would have overtaken them. They might have lived or survived with hand-to-hand combat. Most probably, they'd have been overwhelmed, and they'd all lost their lives. So Tom Johnson gave his life for his fellow Marines that day, and that's what Marines do. That's what sailors do. That's what our men in uniform do. You fight. When we served in Iraq, we served the fronts and the backs of every man that was on that team. We watched their six. They watched our six, and that's how we survived. And that's how it is. That's how it was for Tom Johnson at that time, in the sand. You know, they had seawalls around Basio that were about 4 feet high to help keep the surf from taking the sand away from the shoreline. And if those seawalls had not been there, we probably would have lost more like 3,000 Marines KIA than just 1,000 Marines KIA. But there were so many that gave their lives. I don't know that there was probably any Marine that was on that island that didn't sacrifice his life for another Marine. And so certain Marines were given the clarification for their duties because there were witnesses left to tell their story. Many times there weren't any Marines left to witness the valor and the bravery of what it took for those men to survive that day. And so literally he just passed away yesterday, 74 years ago. And so November 22nd. And so today's the 23rd.
1943.
Yep. And so it's ironic that we look back and we talk about it this time. And if you look at 1 year later at Iwo Jima, it was in November. Next week will be the anniversary of Iwo Jima, 74 years. And once again, thousands of sailors, I think it was 6,000 were sailors and Marines were wounded on Iwo Jima, and 2,600 gave their lives, CBs and Marines and corpsmen.
Including Medal of Honor recipient Manila John Bassalone, who had no reason to go back again.
That's exact, except for his love of country and love of the Marine Corps.
And he volunteered for this. This man had the Medal of Honor and could have stayed back safely in the, training people, which is what he was doing. Move forward, but the quality of this man is he was awarded the Navy Cross at the Battle of Iwo Jima. So, he was out again in the front, again, leading people, in combat, keeping them alive, and then he was killed, on Iwo. But, okay, Thomas Johnson. The thing is that we, Marines will not leave a Marine there. We pride ourselves. And there's been various instances where a Marine has been killed, and we've gone back after the body, after the remains, and had more people shot up. And the Navy doctor that was talking about this could not figure out why did they go back? Because you don't want to leave anybody.
Brothers.
They're brothers. So in this case, though, because we had so many killed, that they put them into mass graves. The graves were marked. They marked where each individual was inside the grave. And then the idea was to come back after the battle and exhume those remains and bring them home. But somewhere in there, there was something happened. It took a couple of years.
Well, what happened is, like you said, there was a typhoon. The house was removed, and then this man who actually goes out and does the searching for American bodies in war zones was able to find these, this mass grave, and was able to exhume those.
33 Marines and sailors.
What they had done is they had gone to the families that they knew the bodies had not been found yet, and they took DNA samples of all the different families across the United States. And then as they were finding these bodies, they would take DNA samples and test them, and that's how they came up with finding that he was part of that family, because the daughter's DNA of his brother is how they were able to get the DNA, because they had the same DNA from brother to brother.
And by the way, and we've already mentioned it, but you may not have heard this, his brother, Hal Johnson, was killed also on Tarawa the day before, and he is missing. His remains are missing. Am I right on that?
Well, he wasn't at Tarawa. I think he was at Kwajalein.
Oh, Kwajalein. Okay.
So he was on a different island, but he was KIA also.
Yeah.
And they have not found his remains.
Okay.
Either.
So, when you think about that. So one of the things is we make a big thing also getting the remains back and giving a military funeral, an honorable, I guess, a celebration of honor for the men who have died, men and women who have died in combat.
And it's heritage and tradition.
It is. And today, we're going to take a break, and today we're going to talk about that. Today is the day that PFC Thomas F. Johnson Company B, 1st Battalion, 6th Marine, 2nd Marine Division, Silver Star recipient, will be buried with honors today at IGO. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that. But I have just, I have 20 Black Bear Diner tickets, Black Bear Diner tickets to give away to the person who calls and says, what year Rob and I were in Fallujah together? So,
you know what?
We've already talked about it a couple of times today.
So I don't even know what that is.
You get 20 Black Bear Diner tickets. Just give us the year, 605-4567. And we'll be right back after these messages. Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program ICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA 2 ICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 ICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 ICAP services for more information. 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer. Car wash coupons or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our Urgent Care Clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio recorded back on Monday.
And good morning and welcome back to the morning show and our live edition here with Carla Lindebaugh, our guest this morning is a Rob Burrows chief.
Retired senior chief.
Retired senior chief, senior Rob chief. Burrows, yeah.
What?
Senior chief.
Senior yeah. chief, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. I think it's important. The title has been earned, and we need to go there. Okay, caller's on the line. Let's go to
Jerry first.
Jerry has a question fill the answer.
Okay, Jerry, when were we there together in Fallujah?
2003.
No.
Oh.
No, you're close. You're close.
I figured that was the year that we invaded, and my son was in on that invasion, and April of 2003.
I tell you what, I was there then.
So was
in
I.
2003.
I was there at Ali Yassalim, yeah.
All right, well, then technically.
In
2003?
Yeah. Well, then
we were in Fallujah together, but you know what, Jerry? That's close enough.
That's
because,
good.
But I was a contractor and living a different life than you. But
you're in 93.
Yeah, but we were...
All right, you guys were there. So, Jerry...
Okay, we were there.
Well, my first instinct was to say 05.
Nope, it would have been 06, 07 we were there together. But
okay.
As it turns out, I just found out we were there in 03, too. So you just won $20 worth of Bear Bucks. Come on down to 1326 Market Street. It'll have your name on it and an envelope, and there you go, buddy. Thank you.
And thank you for a service to our country and to the citizens of Shasta County.
Well, thank you very much, partner.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's
all
an
right,
honor.
Jerry.
We like you a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Wonderful. Have a wonderful
holiday
or whatever you're doing. Richard, you're live on the air, and what's on your mind? Do you have a comment or a question?
Yeah, good morning. I have a complete different spin, but it's different as night and day. So, yeah, esteem of that Vietnam fiasco. All I look at it is I won the lottery, and I survived. That's all it is. They had to send me 6,500 miles to tell me who was the enemy, when all the time the enemy was the people that were responsible for sending me there. Say. So draftees, we have a complete, especially some of us, different view on our military service.
But you
didn't want to do it, and... we had to, or 18 months and 11 worth, and that was our choice. Okay.
Well,
so finally the draft caught up with me, so I went into the, I was processing 6 to 10 TIAs a day, and, I knew it was a fiasco then. But that's it. And me and Mr. Burroughs got nuts in government at all. Sending me 6,000 miles and telling me these little 4'8" people were my enemy when they did nothing to me at all.
Richard,
more than I could take.
Richard, I understand. I understand that there's still a lot of anger there. But one thing is that you served, and we honor you because of your service. Thanks for calling.
Oh, I don't care about serving. I didn't want to serve.
Yeah, but you did.
If I would have got out of it would have been great for me.
Okay.
But that's all it was. All
right. Thanks, Richard. You know, and I don't mean to cut Richard off, but I understand there's people who are just angry still.
Totally angry about it.
But here's what. We honor you. Whether you feel like that or not, we honor your service. Because, see, you didn't have to go. Many didn't. Bill Clinton didn't. Many others didn't go. And they did go to Canada. But you didn't. You went and served. Okay. Now, big day today. Hit it.
So this afternoon, we will be interring Private Thomas Johnson, United States Marine Corps, World War II. And the service will begin at 2 o'clock. If you decide that you'd like to go out and be a participant of this, you'd like to see what the pomp and circumstance will be, there'll be hierarchy from the Marine Corps, Quantico.
That says here a representative, a senior Commandant Marine Corps Marine representative.
There'll probably be some national news that'll be out there. Also, they're going to be looking at probably some folks from the History Channel will be out there.
Well, it's been on national TV.
It's going to be the celebration of life and the remembrance of our World War II veterans and the sacrifice that took place. And now we finally have found this Marine who had given his life, and now we're going to honor his service and his family for his service.
You might want to get there early because there's going to be a lot of people there.
So parking is always limited.
Yes, parking's limited there. The service probably from start to finish maybe 30 minutes.
Maybe 45 minutes at the most. But the biggest thing is right now it's – The biggest thing is that we're going to thank this man for his service and his sacrifice.
Yeah.
We don't know. I think you said earlier that he enlisted. He was not drafted. But there were many during World War II that were drafted. There were many during World War I that were drafted.
Yeah.
And so
the he enlisted after his brother did.
Right. Yeah. And so Mark George, the director for the cemetery, had asked me to go out there with the museum. And we have put together an entire collection and display for of a World War II combat marine. It's in the lobby. And I have the M1 Garand there and the M1 30
Carbine. Now, that's the lobby of your...
Of the cemetery.
Of the cemetery.
Yeah,
okay.
And it'll be there for probably 6 months to a year now.
Okay.
And his silver, a silver star and bronze heart are in there. Everything that he earned, we had in our collection. We were able to represent that. He is in an original Marine Corps uniform with the combat helmet and the camouflage and everything to go with it.
Here's a good question. Will the service today at the cemetery be live-streamed?
I can't answer that question. I do not know.
I can't answer
they
that
They had
either.
Asked the state of California representatives to be there, but the governor said no.
Okay, now today if you go out there, of course, bring your mask and just to protect yourself and others. Because there's probably going to be a lot of people there. So, okay. Well, Rob, that display you have there, everything is of that era.
Everything is 1942, 43, or 44. So, yes, it's during that time frame. So we have a Marine Corps bow there and the K-bars and the combat stilettos. I mean, you name it, I've got it in that collection there.
And I saw a photo of it the other day, and I can't wait to see it, and including the M1 rifle he probably carried. Like him.
Yes.
Carried.
Yep.
It's of that era. So, okay. And that's that's today for PFC Thomas F. Johnson. They located a military cemetery 33, that's what they called it, on the Tarawa Atoll and recovered the multiple sets of remains of U.S. military personnel. So that's I imagine this might be going on in several places throughout the country.
Well, you know, right after World War II, all of those the men that gave their lives across all of those islands, they were interred and they went to Manila Bay Cemetery. And if you've never been to Manila Bay Cemetery, it has over 300,000 headstones and markers for all of the military personnel that were lost at sea and in the air and on the islands during World War II in the South Pacific.
Wow.
It is, I went and did a documentary there several years ago at the 70th anniversary of the Bataan Death March there in the Philippine Islands. And it was just overwhelming to walk through those markers and the walls of names of those that gave their lives during that time frame. And that was one of the motivators for me to do Honor Flight, where we took the World War II veterans back to Washington, D.C. to see their memorials.
Which was what Tom and Debbie Johnson
started that.
And you went back 3 or 4 times.
26.
Or you went back 26
flights. I'd taken over 1,000 World War II veterans back to see the memorial.
Wow.
So that's one of the reasons. And I was paying that forward to my father because he didn't get a chance to make it. And so that's how I learned these stories and talked to these men face to face, firsthand, and shook their hands and knew where they were, the stories and the sacrifice. And from pilots in the Atlantic flying the P-51 Mustangs to the Marines on the shoreline and to the guys at D-Day, that were, in fact, the building that we have for the museum in Anderson is the Joe P. Gonzalez World War II Memorial Building, and he was a D-Day veteran. He was there at D-Day, and his family donated that in his honor, and we were privileged to have that building in his name and his honor for that family.
Can you go into your building there?
We are by appointment only.
By appointment only,
yeah,
okay.
So we're not just in a general open, but if you call me and you want to come in, just a couple folks at a time, I'd be glad to be able to to bring you through that and show you.
Well, Rob, thanks a lot for being with us today. Today is a special day, and somebody wrote that, you know, here, that it comes back. The PTSD comes back. Some things will trigger it. And that Vietnam had left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths that served because they came home and were considered less than human. Things, I think, have changed since then. The American people have realized that you never hate the warrior. You hate the ones, you know, if you want to hate somebody, hate the ones that sent them there.
Hate the politicians.
Hate the politicians because, trust me.
President Johnson killed more Vietnam veterans than the VC because of his poor decision-making process during that time frame.
Not only that, but when you get into this, the thing that's a little scary is you look at, it used to be the Senate and the House of Representatives was made up of war veterans or former military. And now you don't have that. And what's even more dangerous, their staff. doesn't have any military time. So they make decisions based on whatever lobbyist gets to them, which I think is totally wrong. Anyway, Rob, thanks.
Thank you, Rob.
Put all that aside.
2 o'clock today.
And honor.
I go cemetery.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.